Beginning in January, all University of South Florida students who are new residents of dormitories or Greek housing will be required to have been vaccinated against bacterial meningitis. This is in response to the death in September of 19-year-old student Rachel Futterman. Today, USF held a vaccination of students against bacterial meningitis in the ballroom of the Marshall Center. 24 students were lined up to get shots soon after the inoculations began at noon. Dr. Agilda Terenzi is director of USF Student Health Services and said they were prepared to give between 1,000 and 1,200 shots throughout the day.
I didn't quite expect this preponderance of the free shots. I thought we would also be getting those who have to pay for it, but they may come a little later. Sometimes the ones who know that it's free come very early in the course of the clinic.
Students under 19 years old were able to receive the vaccine for free through a Hillsborough County Health Department program. Those 19 and over had to pay $90 for the vaccine. In 2005, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration issued an alert on the vaccine called Menactra because of reports of Guillain-Barré syndrome, or GBS, among some people who got the vaccine.
There has been found in the past when this vaccine was brought out and introduced to people, there was a concomitant increase in GBS during that time period. It has never been proven to be a direct link with this vaccine. And since both GBS and the amount of vaccine were very small, it was very hard to link them together. So as far as the information that we have is we are working under an abundance of caution, but not having anyone who might have had GBS in the past vaccinated, but it does not seem to have a causal relationship.
Students were notified about GBS in a flyer about the vaccine. A freshman who lives on campus preferred to remain anonymous. He's older than 19, so he had to pay $90 to get the injection. He said he knew about the possible risks of the inoculation, including GBS, but he wasn't concerned.
It's better to be safe than sorry, you know.
Were you thinking about this before you heard about the case on campus?
Well, I never really thought about it, to be honest. Like, I was pretty shocked when it happened, but, you know, it's good that they're doing it, though. I mean, it's better to keep all the students safe.
A licensed practical nurse who did not want to give her name said she was brought in from a staffing agency for the day to administer the injections.
So they're getting it in their arm, and nobody's complained that it's hurt so far. I think that they're just, it's a shot, and they know what it's going to feel like. And, hey, we got candy to give out, too, you know? So if they're good, they get a lollipop.
And how long does it take?
Not even a minute, just real quick. Hurry up and give them the shot, and that's it. One injection that they're getting today.
Beginning next fall, all students living on campus will be required to get inoculated. Terenzi said that USF is the first university in the state with such a requirement.
We are requiring students who are living in our on-campus housing to be inoculated. Yes, we are the only, and I believe we're in the forefront. I believe that this is a necessary precaution that's being taken for those students who are at higher risk.
Miranda Liu is a freshman majoring in mass communications who is under 19, so waited in line to get her free inoculation. WMNF asked her what she thought about USF requiring all resident students to be inoculated for meningitis.
I'm not exactly sure about that answer because part of me is like, well, you know, it's not really that big of a deal because it's only like one, you know, incident, but I think it should be mandatory, I guess. I'm leaning towards more of that because, you know, you don't want to risk anything because that girl, you know, she died over the period of like 2 days, you know, and I wouldn't want that to happen to anybody else, so I think it should be mandatory.